the nightly rental program?
Yes.
Okay. What we've been doing on these is on your first one, we give a break and we do 25% commercial, 75% residential, mixed-use classification. But if you purchase any other properties in Taney County and put them in a nightly rental program, those would be 100% commercial. Understanding that, if I go ahead and make a motion on the mixed use, is that agreeable with you? Or did you want to say anything else on it? Sammy?
Yeah, no, that's fine with me. I thought you were talking to other people.
Oh, no, I was talking to you. All right, I would make a motion on BOE number 55. They would classify it as mixed use, 75% residential, 25% commercial.
Okay.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. You get a decision within a couple of days. We appreciate you taking us up early and owning Taney County.
Okay, thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, we've
Which
got...
Number was that?
That was BOE number 55.
So we have the OM.
Yeah, we got the OM property.
And then the 1 PM, and that's it.
All right, the OM property.
Valuation.
Is this a strip mall?
It's Quality Inn.
Quality Inn?
Mm-hmm.
Has the assessor's office had any conversations with them?
That's what we gave you a copy, I think.
So I can't get into the spreadsheets. It's giving me an error on this in what you sent for the evidence.
Like you said, we're on
Owen
Branson Hotel.
Yeah.
Yes. 57. It says access denied.
Yeah. They're providing a bunch of financial information here. Oh, it's Patel. One of the Patels.
This is the one I gave you a copy of the email that we need Joe to come down.
Ah,
it also
okay.
says the Schwartz Association is handling.
Gotcha.
It's the one that wanted to negotiate pricing between us.
Yeah. He wants us to compete. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Well, he wants us to give him a discount, and then he wants him to give you a bigger discount.
Yeah.
And whichever one he likes better, he'll take.
Yeah, I see.
I don't have any other proofs than what I provided to him.
So the 2.5 is where you all have moved him to? Or is that before a number that you gave him?
Okay, you guys had gotten down to, it's up on the sheet here, it's 2.535, and then you got down to...
Let me look up, because we're seeing
number.
Discrepancies
oh,
between what's on the sheet and what's on
yeah.
our stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, what we've got in the computer right now is $2,535,247 and assessed at $811,280.
Okay, but there was
$2.
A you had lowered it to.
We didn't lower anything for him.
No, I mean you haven't lowered any, but you had come to an agreement. You thought.
We thought, but then he wants to go for door number two.
What would the 9% put him at? If you lowered him 9%,
we gave you a copy of the.
I've got an email.
Right,
I've got
a copy of the email. He's putting
email. It
two.
Says.
$39,000 for taxes.
Well, but that's...
What does that put the value at?
Yeah.
He kind of valued him in a tax. I don't know. It's just a 9% off.
Well, that's $811,280 is his tax. I don't know what that $39,300
So are you saying just a $27 adjustment?
I don't know. What are you saying?
No, it's...
This is Joe's email.
So, basically... Susan and I sat down and we talked about this and we worked on the numbers and it came down to right now he's at 1.72%, but after working the numbers, he would have come down to negative 9.03%. And Mr. Patel said that he was going to think about it and he would call me back, and he called me back and he said if we could go down a little bit more, and I said, I'll have to talk to the assessor. And he said, what if I take this deal and I go before the board? Well, if the board gives me a better deal, can I take theirs? And I'm like, well, you know, you either take ours or theirs. And if they give me a worse deal, then I'll take your deal. He wanted another percentage dropped. And after talking to the assessor, we agreed that, or she agreed that, he should come to the BOE.
Okay, but I guess what I'm trying to figure out here, what after you and Susan reworked the numbers, what is his what's his appraised value?
We didn't put it into the system. We just went off those appraisals that we had.
Okay, what's the if you take the minus
8% difference, and then it brought him down with what he already has, and it came down 9%. According to Joe's numbers here.
But again, what's the number?
In other words, if you take minus 9, use your figure of minus 9.03.
Do you want to go here and open 26 and...
Could somebody just pull out a calculator and tell me what that number is what we're looking at.
I don't think that's
right. Well, it's based on the structure. Hang on a second, because you're not going to get the same thing.
Yeah.
It's at 26. Are you doing 25 or 26? Because if you make a change, you need to do it in 26 and you can give them the number that we see.
This is 25 and this is
20. Yeah, here's all the income numbers that he's.
Go to Main.
This is 20. Yes.
Main. Open the link.
CPA. Profit and loss.
Now let's drop this down and find OMB and or OM Branson.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It says in 22 he had a. I'm not going to put this on the
record.
Now
go to appraisal and do that. He's going to calculate it in the system, so it shows the exact number what it would be.
Looks like he improved in 24.
So the adjustment, yeah. We landed on negative 903.
Whatever we said.
So whatever it was,
yeah.
We agreed on 27.
And you have to have a negative in front of that.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Okay.
I will take it down to that.
So do test calc.
And then go to the P.
Okay. And then go here and calculate.
It looks like he did. Looks like to me he did better last year. His loss was. He shows he's losing money every year, but lost a lot less last year.
Well, is this going to work? It went down.
It went down.
He's got 22, 23,
okay,
24.
Okay, so let's go with that number there.
22.
So that makes it, just read off the appraise that we've gotten the assessed.
The assessed is 788,160.
Okay.
We're down to 2.46.
Okay, so what would his number be if you came down? Again, I'm sorry, $2 million
what?
His
appraised value is 2,463,006. And his assessed is 788,160.
So I mean, off of the what's on here, which is I assume that what he got on his impact notice, which is 2535. And then you're down 24. You're down maybe $60,000. Is that right?
I don't.
On the assessed
value.
Less 797 was last year. I'm only looking at what. Hold on. We just put it into 26 versus 25.
Well, when he comes to us, I guess when I'm just trying to figure out the starting point for when he comes to us. I mean, is it 25, 35? Is that what we're all operating on under, or?
This is a hotel. It's not 25.
Well,
35.
But the appraised value that you sent out on the notice. It showed an increase to 2535, I'm assuming, from last year. What was last year?
It showed the increase on the index of 35 to 40.
Okay.
Okay, and then now it's actually sitting at, everybody's at 2.4, so that's still stuck in there, because everybody got that.
So there's no BOE decision on this property before then?
I don't know.
Doesn't look like it from this.
So the structural value last year was 2.080.
So it's gone up, the value has gone up slightly.
So if we go with the number I just gave you, it brings you down. 2024 was 2,492,274, and appraised it was 797,530. And the new number we just gave you for 20 that we're giving
goes up slightly. Yeah.
Is slightly lower at 2,463,006. And then the appraised or assessed is 788,160, which is what I gave you. So it brings them down from 24.
He's trying to do an income approach. He's given us 3 years showing loss each year.
He didn't.
No.
They didn't volunteer that. And like I said, I'm not doing that this year because last year I wasted an entire Saturday on something where they kept moving their numbers around, not this person, but someone else. And it wasn't certified by a CPA or any financial person or any IRS stuff.
Yeah.
And it turns out the numbers were different from the year before.
Well, he's got some numbers here. I didn't know if it would benefit you to have a look at those based on what you were doing last year.
Did we get
it? He's got a 3-year CPA profit loss.
We didn't get those.
Hmm. He's also say prepared without audit.
Hmm?
He's also say prepared without audit. So these have not been audited.
This is the numbers that we're looking at?
I don't know.
Are we looking at numbers?
I think that's correct. I think that's the same one that we're seeing.
Yes.
Is that what they
same as what we have?
I guess to Stephanie, because I hadn't seen those before.
Yeah.
When we did our talk to him, we didn't have those.
Okay, we're showing a loss down to... Would there be any benefit to tabling them for a week?
Pardon?
Would there be any benefit to tabling them for a week?
No, I'm changing nothing. You guys decide what you want to do. I got way too much to do with the low-income housing.
Well, the low-income housing, they have that statute that you're dealing with.
They do, and there's a formula I have to use, but for reasons that you know, I don't have the history. And so I had to rewrite the program, and now we're trying to input everything and find previous numbers.
Last conversation I had with Mr. Patel, he said if we bring it down one more point, then he would consider that even more.
Okay, one more point being what?
Meaning, I guess...
1%?
1%, bring it down one more, yeah. But that's when Susan decided we just let him go to the BOE.
So do we need to get him on the phone?
Yeah, we need to get him on the phone. I'm just trying to figure out what we had here. Charles, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. We know we have you scheduled this afternoon at 2. Is it possible to talk about it now?
Absolutely. This is my last thing before I head out.
All right. Well, sounds like it's going to work out. All right. I need you to talk us through the value that you received on your notice. Is that
2,535,252.
Okay. And I think you'd been talking to the assessor's office, and did you get down to a particular value, assessed value?
I had sent evidence weeks ago, and then first,